You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I've been trying to be really good again the last few weeks, staying away from the sugar and the bad carbs and stuff like that. Went out Friday afternoon and I was like, you know, it's been weeks. I can have one kind of little cheat meal and have some fun. And here's what's goofy about that. Sat at a bar at a restaurant. I did cheat and have one Michelob Ultra.
Nice.
Which is not terrible,
it's,
right?
All right. Yeah, it's tasty. Okay.
And then I realized that the meal that I ordered was still pretty much all protein. And my one thing of cheating was that it had a side of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, girl.
And so that was the extent of the cheat.
Watch out now.
Because otherwise it was just like this sausage dish that was all protein.
Linda, listen. if you're going to cheat, that's what you cheat with. Mashed taters, come on now.
Yeah, and then...
Did you eat them real slow just to kind of savor it?
I did, and I didn't even finish them. So I was really, really good boy. And Gretch made a... Have you ever heard of a Texas sheet cake?
Can't say that I have.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. There was a Sibs thread going back and forth on text about it because my mom used to make one many years ago. And so I just happened to mention it to Gretch, and I was describing it. She goes, wait. She goes, I think I had one of those when I was a kid. Next thing I know, yesterday, she's pulling one out of the oven.
What's in it?
It's hard to explain. It's a chocolate cake, but it's really thin.
Okay.
And it has this really cool chocolate icing on top that is just badass. It's really, really good. Anyway, the point is she made it and I didn't have any.
Crazy talk. You are, man, you are all in. I am impressed. You're not caving.
I'm not caving.
You're all in on your health. This is good. This is really good, though.
I want all my old clothes to fit again, so.
Yeah. Good for you. I think you got
some
incredible
willpower.
What about
you? What'd you do this week? Don't tell me about any food. Don't
we went to this party. Okay. There's two things I want to talk about. First of all, I want to tell you real quick what I'm doing today. I have to drive down to Ball Arena and pick up a Stanley Cup championship ring.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that don't know, our company owns the Denver Nuggets, the Mammoth, the Rapids, and the Colorado Avalanche. And as a bit of a thank you to everybody on the staff for... air quotes, helping the Avs win, we all got championship Stanley Cup rings. Now, they're not the fancy ones that the Avs got that are worth a lot of money, but these are like exact replicas. We got our little name on the side of them, and I got to go pick it up today. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's a very nice gesture. I will say it's a very nice gesture.
What are you laughing about? What's the matter?
They had a big release party and things like that. I couldn't make it to that, but I'm going to go down today and pick it up because I couldn't make it to the release party. But these things are huge, man. And I'm wondering when I'm going to wear this around or what I'm going to do with it.
That is kind of funny.
It's incredibly cool and incredibly generous for our company to do that. But on the other hand, I'm like, where do you wear?
Because it's a massive ring.
It's a massive ring, you guys. I mean, it looks like you could put it over two fingers, and it would still look big. Yeah. You know, it's that big.
It's like brass knuckles or something.
It really is. It looks like you could punch somebody in the face with it and do some damage.
I wrote back to them, and I said, look, I'm not in town. How do I pick mine up? And they said, when everyone's got theirs, we'll mail the out-of-town ones.
Okay, that's
so
good. That's nice
so
you're going to get yours.
And relax.
So,
because what I wanted to do is have either you or Josh or somebody pick mine up for me.
Which we would, but
they
can't. But
they will not allow that.
Because there is some sort of value on these rings as well. So you've got to, like, sign off. But I don't know. I'm kind of excited. It's kind of cool. But on the other hand, it makes me laugh. It's like, thank you for everything you did to help the Avs win. And I'm like, I didn't do anything.
I feel like I did.
You did?
I talked them up like crazy.
You did. Okay,
on
so
this
you probably
show.
You deserve it more than I do.
Yeah, you would always like just roll your eyes, and here I am, you know, busting my butt to talk about
the
Avs.
Yeah, you should definitely get this
so
ring.
Much so that I was told I can't talk about him anymore. So
well, then I want you to wear this ring loud and proud, man. Just wear it to the grocery store one day and be like, yeah, no big deal.
I will.
No
just try
big
to
deal.
Blind people with the shine coming off of it, the sparkle.
Yeah, so anyway, that's going on today. I'll post a picture of it later, I'm sure. And then over the weekend, we got invited to an 80s birthday party. I will say it was for a kid, and the kid wanted it to be a big 80s celebration. And, a kid, believe it or not. I know. She's like, what's your theme? And she's like, 80s. I wanted to have a big 80s party. She's all of a sudden into 80s stuff.
Did you dress up?
So we dressed up. And, you know, my wife, she's, man, she loves costume parties. So she was ordering things on Amazon and getting her 80s outfit. And I had one. And we show up to this party, and there's probably a good 30 people there. Mm-hmm. And we were the only ones dressed up for the longest time until one other couple showed up in 80s gear. And how awkward is that, man?
Well, wait a minute. This child requested an 80s party.
I know.
And all the adults just gave this child the finger?
The big 80s middle finger. I know, because we walked in and we're like, where is everybody's 80s gear? And they're like, oh, we didn't have time, or I didn't have anything. And I'm like,
I will say,
it was extremely awkward for a little bit.
I will say, it's not easy. You do have to go out of your way. Yeah. If you want to go to a 60s party or a 70s party,
you got
to
commit.
80s party. Yeah, you've got to go shopping because that stuff just isn't around in our closets anymore.
Yep. So
I probably would have a hard time doing
it
too.
We went all out, and I got to tell you, it's so weird to stand there in like a super a circle of other guys. You know, there's like five of us talking, holding drinks, and I'm the only one with like an 80s rock star wig on and 80s fun sunglasses and MTV shirt. I will say it was super convenient because it was in our neighborhood. And about 30 minutes into the party, I walked home and changed. Okay. I threw a ball cap on and a hoodie and came back.
Pure
party
pressure, huh?
Over. Pure pressure, man. I was done. And my wig was all itchy. So I was done. Down and out.
My son and daughter-in-law used to throw theme parties like that where they would pick a year and you had to come as something specifically from that year, like a news story or something like that.
I love that.
And yeah, it's so much fun. And the last one that they did that I remember I went to, they chose 1985. And so people show up and you have to guess what they're representing. And I like put on
you were like
yellow
a miner, if I recall.
Overall thing. I had a miner's helmet on with a miner's light. I had like coal all over my face, you know, that I had rubbed. And I was representing the Great British Coal Strike of 1985.
Of course.
And the best part was people asking me, what are you? And I would tell them, and talk about a blank stare.
Yep, I'm sure.
Total blank stare. And I went, and I would do this. I would go, wait, you don't know about that?
You're like, oh.
This was huge. It was a big strike by all the miners in Great Britain in 1985.
Oh.
Or 86, whatever hell year it was.
That's when they went home after you got done talking to them.